T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
A deadly end to a Times Square game night. Man fatally stabbed at the Dave & Buster's in Times Square. Now, police say this started just after 10:30. A dispute broke out in the third-floor game room. One man stabbed a 39-year-old in the chest. Victim taken to the hospital, where he was dead on arrival. His name has not been released. Police say the attacker walked out but was later arrested. There are no details on him or any charges so far. No indication at this point of any possible motive. 1010 Winds called the Times Square Dave & Buster's and they hung up on us. We have reached out to their corporate office. And there was a second stabbing in Times Square just a few hours later. Two men were arguing at a hot dog stand just after 3 a.m. One stabbed the other. There's no info on the victim's condition or anything else right now. Mayor Adams had his big sit-down with NYPD precinct commanders at police headquarters yesterday. Meeting comes amid rising crime rates and concerns about a possible summer surge. Afterwards, Adam said he got a clear message.
In order to start policing the city safely again, I heard across the board, it's time to get back to the basics. We also need every other agency in the city engaged.
And his honor says this is not just a police problem.
We constantly have the police officers under scrutiny. No, it's time for everybody to be under scrutiny.
Reports say the mayor, a retired NYPD captain, listened more than he spoke and really wanted to hear ideas for fighting crime. It is an urgent concern with a significant increase in robberies, burglaries, and grand larceny since Adams took office and shootings at the same high level since last year. A man who was free on bail after being accused of attacking an elderly man and two police officers arrested days later when police say he tried to push a different man onto the subway tracks in Brooklyn. Cops tell the Post 23-year-old Ricky Vidal attacked a 24-year-old man at the 59th Street station in Sunset Park Friday morning. He was arrested Monday, charged with beating a 73-year-old man with his own cane at a bus stop. He was also accused of punching and headbutting the police who arrested him. The paper says Vidal was charged with a bunch of felonies but still released without bail Tuesday night. So far, there's no word on what happened from the court system. Well, as you've been hearing in traffic, the Five Borough Bike Tour returns today. Some 32,000 riders will be moving through the city. Bike New York CEO Ken Budziba tells 1010 Winds.
I look forward to people being totally energized and having a complete adrenaline rush because people are ready to party. They're ready to have fun. They're ready to come together and ride together and feel good. And I think it's going to be a real special feeling this year, more than others.
Some riders may consider it a race, but cyclist Paul Gitlin from Delaware says,
I think there may be people on the first wave who may be rushing it, but no, most people are here just for that. Hey, it's a chance to go through New York with no bike cars on the road. And that's wonderful. I'm going to bike down the FDR Drive without any traffic.
Well, it could soon cost more to grab a cab in the city. The Taxi and Limousine Commission has set 2 days of hearings for later this month, the first to look at fares and lease caps, the second on driver pay and industry economics. Bharavi Desai of the Taxi Workers Alliance says drivers are struggling.
The yellow cab meter has not gone up for 10 years. So yellow cab drivers in particular have been actually earning less because the meter has been frozen for 10 years, but of course expenses have gone up.
It's unclear how much of a hike the TLC is considering. The last time fares were raised was 2012. It was a 17% hike. Hearings start on May 23rd. A horrific freak accident in Brooklyn. Man crushed to death between two parked cars when a driver slammed into a double parked car in Canarsie. The 48-year-old victim, identified as Everton Stewart of Brooklyn, was standing between the cars on East 89th Street when an SUV slammed into the double parked car, sending it toward him. This witness told Channel 7.
He was just trying to escape when he heard the bang, and he just got pinned right here.
The victim's father was there when it happened.
It was so terrible. Jesus. It was so terrible.
The SUV driver was taken into custody with charges pending. The search is on for a sexual predator who choked and raped a woman in Brooklyn. The man, identified by police as Todd, approached the woman in the Ingersoll houses in Fort Greene at 3 a.m. on April 22nd. Police say he propositioned her and she declined, so he choked her until she passed out and raped her. Then he took $600 and her cell phone before running off. The victim regained consciousness during the attack and was taken to the hospital. Police have urged anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Crews are on the scene of a 5-alarm fire in Chinatown this morning. This broke out early today in a building at 6 Chatham Square. There's a restaurant on the first floor and apartments above. It's believed to be mostly a commercial building, though. No injuries are reported and no one is believed to be in the building at this point. Fire crews are still working to put that fire out. Well, a push to take Ed Koch's name off the Queensboro Bridge.
Hi! Welcome to my bridge!
Prominent Democrats, including members of Congress Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Grace Meng and Carolyn Maloney and Hakeem Jeffries, as well as public advocate Jumaane Williams, the Bronx and Manhattan borough presidents, and more, are all backing the change in response to a call from the Jim Olds Liberal Democratic Club. The group's Alan Roscoff tells 1010 Wins Mayor Koch was an AIDS criminal.
New York became the epicenter of the AIDS crisis, and many of us believe that Ed Koch was an AIDS criminal because of his inaction and his ignoring the AIDS crisis.
Roscoff tells 1010 Wins that Mayor Adams is on tape saying he wants the former mayor's name removed. We've reached out to City Hall for a comment and no answer so far.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.